So let's meet your gatekeeper. You ready?
Ready.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now you're going to be working with your gatekeeper on those same goals. You're just going to have another point of view to contribute to what you already established with your higher self. So we're staying on the same track of your spring cleaning, letting go of what just is obsolete and ready to cart out to the dumpster or to Goodwill or whatever, you know, that would serve somebody else, but it no longer serves you. You get my Goodwill metaphor there? I don't want to have that go misunderstood.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, just checking. You never know. Just checking. Okay. All right, so let's have you close your eyes. And we're going to go through the same protocol. You send down your grounding cord. You surround yourself with protection. You ask that a protective shield protect you on all layers of your spiritual bodies. You clear out the center of your head and sit in the center of your head. You call your soul home. And you're going to raise your vibration now, where you step on to the first step, which is peace and tranquility. And imagine those sensations merging with your own energies, uplifting you. Saturating your energy field. And feeling love along with the peace and tranquility actually expanding your chest because your heart is starting to open. And your heart opens, giving you a feeling of your heart being set free. We move to step two, and you feel the vibrations coming through the substance of step two of love and light going right into your heart. And you look at that meter and notice how much love do you possibly feel at this time, and notice where the needle on the mirror on the meter goes. And you see this divine beam of light go right into the center of your heart center, in the middle of your chest. And it feels so beautiful. Your heart chakra is gently opening to let in more and more love. Your heart center is being nurtured and healed. And now you're ready to step on to the third step, level three step, which is where you now are the most receptive to meeting with your spirit guides. You see an energy form in the distance coming close to you, and you know that this is your gatekeeper. And notice how you sense his or her or its energy. What does it feel like, he, she, it feel like as they are coming closer to you? And now he or she or it is close enough where you close your inner eyes and outstretch your hands so that you can read the energy field with your hands. And what do you notice? That's what you want to take note of. What do you notice? And you open your inner eyes, and there is your gatekeeper. Notice what he or she or it looks like. Is it a human? Is it another form? Is it just a ball of color? What do you notice? If it is a human, what is it wearing? And now tell your gatekeeper how grateful you are for all that it has done, he has done, she has done for you, and that you want to make a pact now that you know that he, she, it exists. You want to clarify the role that you would like him, her, it to play. And you tell him, her, it, tell them that you would like them to allow only those beings that have your highest and best interests at heart, only those beings that are going to come in peace and be your allies. Only those beings that are loving, benevolent, spiritual beings of the highest forms of God's love and light, who are living in their own realm, the highest spiritual paths possible for them. All other beings cannot be allowed through, that you, my dear gatekeeper, will keep them away from me. And you tell your gatekeeper that you will meet with your gatekeeper again, so that you can learn more about them and so that there can be more that you know that you can gain from them in your conscious awareness now that you know that they exist in your life. Ask your gatekeeper if there is any message for you, and what is that message? It can be a thing, a song, a poem, a symbol, a sentence, a word, anything, anything at all, a smell, a taste. What is the message? And to deliver it to you in a way that you do understand what that message is. And now tell your gatekeeper, for the sake of time, that you're on a spring cleaning mission and that there are three areas of your life that you are focusing on to let go of what no longer serves you and to add in focuses that will upgrade and improve each of these areas, and that you would like their input on each of these areas. So ask your gatekeeper, what message do you have for me regarding the area of self-development in my life? Notice what you get. And write it down if you can. If not, you'll remember it. What message do you have for me regarding improving the area of self-development as it exists in my life? And now, number two, ask your gatekeeper, what message does it have for you regarding the area of finances, income, economics, to improve that as it appears in your life? And number three, what message do they have for you regarding the area of that which you want to acquire or that which you want to obtain in your life that would improve your life? That which you want to acquire, that which you want to obtain, that which you want to have. And now please tell your gatekeeper that you has to leave right now, but we'll meet again. And set a date. Tell your gatekeeper when you will connect with them again, the day and the time, and keep that appointment. A day, a time that you will get back in touch with them. Give great love and great gratitude for your beloved gatekeeper. As they start to back away and disappear. And it is time for you to descend your stairway to come back to present time. And so you step on stair number 2, which is the rich love and light as it washes through your awareness. And then stepping down onto stair level number 1 of peace and tranquility. And then down to your earth reality. And I'm going to count you up to full awareness. At the count of 1, you will be wide awake and alert and ready to complete our experience. 10, 9, 8, 7, coming back to the here and now. 6, 5, coming very close to present reality in full consciousness. 4, 3, fully aware and alert. Awake and aware and fully in the present. 2 and 1, opening your eyes. You are back in the here and now, feeling so much better than before.